Hi, good evening, Sanjay. Good to have you with us. Could you tell us a little about yourself?
Sure. I run the Developer and Platform Evangelism Group worldwide at Microsoft, and that's a group of evangelists, technical evangelists. For example, the guys who do Channel 9 work in Developer and Platform Evangelism. There's about 1,000 people worldwide now, evangelists, and we've built that organization over the last 4.5, 5 years.
That's pretty amazing. So how come you're in India?
Well, truth be told, I'm goofing off. Well, officially, I'm on sabbatical. And I did promise to come spend some time with the developer community here in Bangalore and Mumbai, which I'm doing for a couple of days.
How you feel about the MDC now that you're here? You've seen a few sessions happening. You met a few community people in the MDC forum. What is your opinion about MDC? How would you compare it with other MDCs world over?
Mobile Developer Conference. Actually, this is my first Mobile Developer Conference. I've been to a lot of other PDCs, TechEds. First MDC. I'm very impressed. Getting close to 1,000 people, developers interested in mobile and embedded development. The right kind of people showing some cool stuff. I thought was pretty good. I love that we're going to be trying some new things with mobile developers in India. Softwaregreenhouse.com, I think, is a wonderful kind of experiment in looking at how to develop for the mobile and embedded space, but doing it out in the public eye. Softwaregreenhouse.com. Go check it out. So there's lots of creativity, lots of energy, lots of enthusiasm, and lots of people. I was surprised how many people showed up to this thing.
So something unique that you remember about MDC India 2004 and that you will carry with you?
Something unique. Let's see. Everything worked flawlessly. That's a good thing.
Okay. All right. So, Sanjay, we believe you were here in India looking after the whole India region between 96 to 98. And how does it look after 8 years in 2004? How would you contrast the scenario, probably business scenario, the whole team in Microsoft? How does it look after those span of 8 years?
Well, there's just more of everything. More cell phones, more people, more cars, more everything, which is good. But with the developer community, there's just more people who are interested, who are into it, who get it. And, in 96, I started the developer evangelism work in India when I was here. And it's really satisfying to see the team's grown from about 5 or 6 people to about 30 people now. The number of developers we're working with has grown dramatically. It just really feels good. And it is only a reflection of the great work that the developer community in India has done. And we've just kept pace with that.
And anything about the Microsoft team who's looking after the evangelism group and your time and the times now?
It was a small team when I started. The India stuff was around 20 people. Now, of course, just a couple of hundred people here, just in the subsidiary, and close to 1,000 people, across all the functions. The developer team is about close to 30 people. That was this entire size of the sub when I was here in 96, through 98. It's some great people that I just met today for some for the first time. And they're doing some wonderful things.
Okay, great. You've seen evangelism over, so how's it truly different in Indian context, if it is?
Scale. 1 billion people to evangelize in India. Geography, China is the only exception. A lot of them are interested. Take the population that is interested in computing. It's just far, far greater than anywhere else in the world. That's the advantage and the unique challenge in India.
So how do you see the scales being achieved?
When you want to reach 4, 10, you've got to really take a very different approach. You can't do it all yourself. So you've got to do it through partners. Do it with people who are committed to technology. And we've got some wonderful MVPs, we've got some wonderful Lineta speakers, we've got some wonderful regional directors. SoftwareGreenhouse.com, for example, is done by a regional director. You know, it's those kinds of people that help us really reach out and get to scale in a country like India. We need more of them. We've got some great ones. We need more of them. We need them all the time.
Great. So is your visit anything to do with Steve Ballmer's visit before, after? There's been a steady flow of high-ranking executives from Microsoft over the past month and a few more months before. So is that related, or this is totally unrelated?
Steve who?
Steve Ballmer.
No, actually, Steve. No, my visit has nothing to do with Steve. As I said, I'm officially supposed to be goofing off. And I don't know how I let you drag me into this video, but I'm supposed to be goofing off.
Okay. And one thing that you'd like to kind of talk about unique to Microsoft in your experience after so many years, having worked in various subsidiaries, now in corporate Redmond, what is the unique thing about Microsoft that keeps the work going, that keeps the excitement going, and that keeps Microsoft going?
Well, we're always looking at new ways to do things, different things. I mean, take Channel 9. I mean, it's a couple of guys who decided that they wanted to try it out. I mean, they work in my team. It was a great idea. What to do was to get out of the way. And we have lots and lots of people like that. We have lots and lots of things like Channel 9. And my job really, primarily, don't tell anyone, is to get out of the way. And it's always fun to work with these super creative people. That's the fun thing.
So great. I hope you're enjoying your visit, and hope to see you back, but that's when.
When I'm not goofing up.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sanjay, for your time. And hope you have a pleasant stay in India.
Thank you.